witnesses' veracity questioned. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An explosive, albeit third-party account of President Trump's actions on January 6th offered to the House Select Committee yesterday.
Cassidy Hutchinson, special assistant to former President Trump in the Chief of Staff's office, is either a bold-faced liar or a whistleblowing patriot, depending on how much or how little you believed her testimony on Capitol Hill. Hutchinson telling the House committee investigating the January 6th protest that then President Trump was so angry that the Secret Service wouldn't let him go over to the Capitol for security reasons that he allegedly had a physical altercation with the Secret Service agents inside his armored vehicle.
Fox's Kevin Cork, but a source close to the Secret Service tells Fox News the two agents are willing to testify under oath there was no altercation. Former President Trump on his social media platform says the story is fake. In Tuesday's primaries, New York's Democrats have nominated Governor Kathy Hochul to run for the seat again in November against the Republican primary winner, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Critical Senate primaries decided in Oklahoma.
In the Oklahoma GOP Senate primary, Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen didn't get a majority, so he faces a runoff against T.W. Shannon to see who faces Democrat Kendra Horn for the retiring James Inhofe's Senate seat. Republican James Lankford easily won his Senate primary, but there will be a runoff between Madison Horn and Jason Bollinger to face him in November. In Illinois, Democratic House member Sean Casten beat fellow House member Marie Newman in a redrawn 6th district. In the 15th, in a battle of House Republicans, Mary Miller got the better of Rodney Davis.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Wall Street down again Tuesday. The Dow plunging 491 points. NASDAQ down 343. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Office of Special Counsel has ruled that Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm violated the Hatch Act when she promoted Democrat candidates while speaking in her official capacity as a cabinet member. She gets a warning letter. The U.S. Supreme Court has stepped into a controversial redistricting issue in Louisiana.
With the three liberal justices dissenting, the high court paused an order from a lower court judge to create a second majority black congressional district in Louisiana. The court's action is similar to an order issued in Alabama that allowed the state to hold elections this year under a map drawn by that state's Republican-controlled legislature that contains one majority black district. The justices are hearing arguments in that case in October. The Louisiana case will remain on hold until that decision is made. Louisiana will hold elections this year under a congressional map adopted by its Republican-dominated legislature with white majorities in 5 of 6 districts. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
The Tennessee man wanted for shooting a suburban Nashville police officer has been shot and killed in a shootout with state police in Kentucky. An accounting firm, a giant accounting firm, has been slapped with a record fine for employees cheating.
Some of the people meant to make sure there's no cheating get caught cheating. One of the world's largest auditing firms, Ernst & Young, has been hit with a $100 million fine, the largest ever of its kind, because hundreds of its auditors at the accounting giant cheated on ethics tests they were required to take to get or maintain their professional licenses, and the company withheld evidence of this misconduct from federal authorities investigating the matter, according to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Ernst & Young admitted to the SEC's charges and says it's complying with the agency's penalty.
Fox's Lillian Wu, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.